Supervisor on the floor in the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Yes, there was a charge made to my credit card, and my bank would not let the charge go through. And I just called to find out exactly what it is that I purchased for them for $57.98. And there's nothing that I recall purchasing for that amount of money. And the person I just spoke to said something about a keyless, I don't know, something. I don't know if you can figure out more about what it's from. It was from a company called Super Quick Delivery.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Judy Habshied, Habshied.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so this is for the tablet. It was ordered on January 24th, and when the tablet was ordered, a membership, a shopping club, was entered into. That shopping club entitles you to get a number of products at low cost, like the tablet.
Okay, so wait a minute. Now, what was the purchase?
It's for a tablet.
A tablet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I never purchased that.
Okay. And no one in your home has access to your account to use it or has permission to use it?
Nope. It's a fairly new credit card. And no, I'm the only one that has it. And I mean, I'm certain of it. I wouldn't have ordered a tablet because I have three.
Okay. So what we will do is give the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place the order with your Visa to the local authority so they can take a look into the matter.
Okay.
Okay. So we will reverse the charge and they'll take over the investigation, okay? Just give me one moment. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you will see the email at sweetnovember3@roadrunner.com. Let's see here, what else is this? Roadrunner.net, indicating that the refund is on the way, okay? The account is closed.
Okay, it's roadrunner.com.
Okay, .net is on the account, so one moment.
Okay.
Okay, we have that updated.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.